Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, this is Cinema Wars, with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host DJ Ace, and we are back once again to discuss and argue cinema, all things involved therein. And I have three contestants to talk about it, because this is the Entertainment Talk Show on WMCO. And we have one more question to determine which one of them are going to be in the final round, which airs next week. So, they are Joe, Amanda, and Anna.
Hey.
Hello. No one asked for your hello.
And the question, yes, the question. The question is one of complexity and intrigue.
Hated it.
You didn't have to sign up, bro.
I had to, actually.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so the order is, of course, Joe, Anna, and Amanda. And the question is, what is the most complicated time travel movie?
It was complicated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have to change my... Okay, I got one now. I still got one.
No.
I thought it was best.
I'm going to make mine count complicated.
Well, I'll just roll with my movie.
The theory is that all time travel movies are complicated no matter how you look at them. So, going along with that, we are going to start with Joe. What did you pick?
Well, I'm not going back now. X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yes. Amanda, lying. Anna.
Well, I was originally going to go for Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, but I think I'm going to, since it's complexity, I'm going to go with Primer, which is something I watched last night and didn't finish because I got confused.
Not the paint primer, but the movie primer.
You might have been better off with the first choice.
Okay. Wait, okay, can I change that?
No, nope, too late.
Wait, what?
It is already in the data system.
All
oh,
right.
No.
Amanda.
I am choosing the 1995 film 12 Monkeys.
All righty. Does it have Bruce Willis in it?
Yes.
I knew it.
Oh, why does that
sound? And Brad Pitt.
Why does that sound familiar?
Because it has Bruce Willis in it.
That's probably why it's a Bruce Willis movie.
All right, those are the choices. So we're going to get into your opening statements, starting with...
Me?
Joe.
All right, here
Actually,
we go.
Actually, it's Anna. Of course.
Wait,
it's you.
Oh,
go.
I was say, I was like,
Joe,
don't do that. All right,
get
so,
with it.
All right, so X-Men Days of Future Past. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a complicated time travel, but in the future, the robots are taking over. The Sentinels are trying to exterminate all the mutants, and then... You get the last group of X-Men and, you know, Bishop, Warpath, Blink, Sunspot, Wolverine, Storm, Professor X, and Magneto hiding out in China. And, you know...
You sure you got them all?
I got them. Well, I got them all. Hey, I had to
you
get it in there.
You were just listing them all.
I was great. Pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
So
continue.
The Sentinels are taking over, just killing all the mutants, and they're hiding out in China. And then they're trying to find a way to, you know, go try and... destroy the Sentinels, and they don't know a way, and then they find out that Kitty can send someone back in time with their mind, go back into the past, and try to prevent Mystique from assassinating Trask, who had the idea of inventing the Sentinels, and then she assassinated him, and then they created them, and all the mutants got killed. So they send back my favorite X-Men, Wolverine, goes back into his younger body, hashtag air quotes, younger body, so he could go find Mystique and try to prevent from killing Trask. So they send Wolverine back in time to his younger body, back before the animantium was in his system, so he had the regular bone claws in his system, which was pretty cool and interesting because I missed the animantium claws back then. But yeah, but back in the past, apparently he was younger and stronger, and then he finds a young Professor X and a young Magneto and younger characters like the Beast and Quicksilver, and they go on to find Mystique and prevent her from killing Trask, and they prevent it, and Wolverine finally goes back into the present day where all of his friends are alive and Professor X's school is up and running, and everyone is happy.
Sweet. Can we all just take a minute to appreciate how good of a movie Logan was?
Yes, Logan was an amazing movie.
It was pretty good. I never saw it.
Get
Shame.
Out.
Already lost. You lost.
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, I got this.
Anna.
Okay, well, seeing as I really didn't know anything about time travel movies, I had to look some stuff up, and I decided to go with Primer. And it is a movie that is about these engineers that are trying to build some invention. I don't know if they were intentionally trying to make a time machine or not. That was not really clear. This whole movie's not very clear. But they basically, they're in this guy's garage. They're building this thing. And then...
Sorry. I realized I've seen a little bit of this movie.
Yeah. It looks like it was filmed on a potato. Let me just throw that out there.
Is that,
like,
is that possible?
I mean, they... This movie had a $7,000 budget, so it,
awesome.
It,
wow.
looks, it looks terrible. That's why I probably didn't make it through all the way. But but from what I'm gathering, the guy basically sends himself back in time, and then he tells his friend, and then they're just trying to figure it out. That's all I got for now. Give me a minute.
Okay.
When you only watch half the movie, yeah, that's all I got.
Hey, I'm on IMDb. I will figure this out.
Oh, my
god. You got to go to Wikipedia. They're more trustworthy.
All right, Amanda, let's talk about them 12 monkeys.
All right, so my movie is, again, 12 monkeys. It is set in the future. You don't really giving a timeline. But you all you know is that a man-made virus had wiped out, like, half of the human population. So they sent this convict. I don't know why they sent a convict. There's, like, a whole prison.
Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
True.
They sent him back. Because it's supposed to start in 1996, but they send him back to 1990, and he kind of goes crazy, and he ends up in a mental hospital where he is trying to convince people that he has to stop this virus that's going to happen 6 years in the future. And, of course, makes him even more crazy, and he bumps into Brad Pitt's character, who is a lunatic, really. He's super crazy. If you've ever seen Fight Club, it's basically...
I love Fight Club.
It's basically that character, but on, like, 10 times more crazy. And he somehow gets put back into the future, and they're saying that he messed up. And he tells the scientists, no, they messed up. They took him back to 1999, not 1996. So he goes back to 1996, and he tries to figure this out, but he bumps into the guy who was in the crazy mental hospital, Brad Pitt's character. And he actually, because of going back in 1990, has made Brad Pitt's character want to start this virus. So this whole movie is because of how they were trying to prevent this virus by sending this guy back, actually starts the virus. And you find out that the 12 monkeys is really just this environmental group that wants to free all the animals in the zoo. But because they were focusing on this group, they completely got blindsided by this other scientist who was actually making the virus. And then you see Bruce Willis's character... once, and then as a child in 1996, so he's like in a time paradox kind of thing, and it's just really crazy, and it's just complicated just explaining it, so
yeah,
that's 12 monkeys.
Hey, made my brain hurt just listening to
yeah.
you, so, well,
that's
we're...
lots of viruses.
Lots of viruses in 1990s.
You're a virus.
Yep. Well,
hey.
As we like to say on this show, let them fight.
Still salty. About that round.
Every time, so every time.
You mentioned
can't just
that.
Argue a name and let it roll.
That's what I did, and it almost worked.
And it had also almost worked on that other time, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But almost isn't a success now, is it?
Hey, that was close to success I was ever going to get on that round.
Anyway, let them fight. Come on.
Did they make a 12 Monkeys on Sci-Fi?
Yeah, it is also a TV series.
Okay, that's why.
Huh.
That's why it jogged my memory. I just remember seeing like.
And actually, the woman in the 1995 film is actually in the series as well.
Okay, that's
just
okay.
Kind of neat.
So that's why I heard 12 Monkeys. I was like, oh, why does that sound so familiar? But
mm-hmm.
It's because of the sci-fi show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay, so on further review of this, I realized that. The invention that they were working on was not meant to go back in time. It was meant to, like, reduce the weight of things, I guess. I don't really know why they were trying to make this, but it ended up sending them all back in time. Just to clarify.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can continue. I got some reading
to
do.
So why did they go back in time?
I don't know. I think they, like, did something. Like, this movie is really confusing. They used a lot of big words and a potato camera, and I just...
You sure it wasn't a potato cannon?
It might as well have been. I don't know.
Those are fun.
I don't know. But, Yeah, so the guy discovers, because he uses himself as a guinea pig, he gets back in it, and then he sends himself back in time. I don't think it was that far. It was probably, like, one day or something. I don't know. But, so that he figures this out, and then he tells his friend, and then the friend doesn't want to tell the wife, and I'm not really sure what happens after that, so give me a minute.
I feel like this is more complicated because you don't know everything. I stopped watching. Yeah, you stopped watching a movie.
Because it was so confusing, I didn't know what was happening.
Confused or bored?
All right.
Bored. Confusing.
Probably you bored. Guys need to have
that. I guess my movie is complicated because there's three parts to the movie. There's the first time he's sent back, there's the second time they're sent back, and then in the middle he's sent back to World War I for some reason. I don't know why he's sent back to World War I, but there's a bullet left in his leg, and it kind of like proves that he's from the future or the past. Like, I'm not really sure. Another great part about this is that there's a psychiatrist doctor that follows him around, and at the end, he tries to convince her that he's not crazy. No, in the beginning, he tries to convince her that he's not crazy, but at the end, he says, no, he is crazy. And she becomes, like, the crazy one trying to convince him that he isn't crazy anymore. So I guess because of all my timelines that you have to follow and, like, all the characters, it makes it a complicated movie.
Speaking of complicated timelines, Joe.
Well, I mean, present day, it was in the China, and then they go back into 1973 where they were all basically younger. Back in that time in the 70s, and then sometimes they go back into the present because they're still fighting off the Sentinels in the present guarding Kitty, who has Wolverine in her time grasp. So they go back and forth between then, and then at the end they kill off all the Sentinels, and they go back in the last scene of present day with Wolverine going back into the X-Mansion with the school. So it wasn't really, there's some things complicated about it because I don't know. It just can be. It's weird. It's an X-Men movie.
I feel like you have one timeline. I don't know how many timelines you have.
I have like two.
I don't even know. I'm trying to figure that
things
out.
Like
still.
Two.
You have the future present, and then.
Wait. Present, past, and future. Ish.
Yeah, mine just go back in time. Mine don't go forward. They just go back.
Just go back.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
They jump in and out of the present and the past for mine.
But you know exactly when he's in the past and when he's in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's not complicated. I thought it was best.
I mean, I think My 12 Monkeys is pretty good, too. I mean, they even made a TV series, like you said, about it. So you know that.
Well, mine's X-Men, so.
Well, yeah. Out of, like, how many X-Men movies?
I literally chose a movie that's so complicated, I don't even know how to explain it. So, so there's that.
X-Men. What I was going to say, Joe, is, but overall, like, the X-Men franchise timeline, it's all sorts of jazzed up.
Yeah, it's all sorts of jazzed up. It's like in X-Men's 1, 2, and 3, they all, like, kill off and get rid of all the bad mutants, right? And then now this new trilogy with First Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse, this is now a whole different type of timeline where they save, because Days of Future Past basically saved everybody, right, because of the Sentinels. Back in the past.
Yeah.
They got rid of all the mutants, so they got rid of the guy, or arrested the guy, did not kill him off, so the Sentinels were not created, so basically everyone that lived for the future.
So you need multiple movies to make your timeline complicated, where, like, my movie and Anna's movie is just complicated in one sitting.
What? No.
Mine was complicated.
I'm just trying to make
arguments.
I'm just trying to make arguments.
No, I am too. I'm trying to think of an
no,
argument.
No, okay. You know what? Mine was so complicated in the first 30 minutes that I turned it off. I mean, like, that's how cool mine is.
Mine was X-Men, so I kept watching. So.
Well, yeah, but the question is not most entertaining. It's the most complicated.
No.
And Primer hurt my head.
I know
so.
Now that 15 minutes ago.
Well, yeah. Whose fault is that?
Eno's.
How's that my fault?
I didn't hear confusing, or I must have read the message wrong.
You read the message wrong.
I thought it said best. I was like, the
you
best.
You just jumped right on the boat.
I jumped right on the boat because I knew I needed these
points. You made
points.
Assumptions.
If it had been best, I would have went with Harry Potter.
I needed these points. And then I look up all these time-traveling movies. I was like, oh, my gosh.
No, I was looking through all these time-traveling movies, too, and I was going to do a certain one, but I decided against it. And I actually enjoyed watching this movie. I watched it on Wednesday with all the timelines that went into it.
I'm just happy when I saw X-Men. I was like, yes, that counts.
I was happy when I saw Harry Potter, but then I was like, that's not really complicated. That's pretty straightforward. So I'm going to go with the most confusing thing I can find.
It was, though, in the middle when it she had the... It was kind of... It kind of got me thinking when I watched it the first time.
She kept doing the thing, and yeah. It was like all over well, the place.
Well, that's not what I'm arguing for, so...
Well, you should have argued for it. That
well, you know, it's too late now. Go big or go home.
It's definitely too late now.
Go big or go home.
It's not too late to finish this round, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Cinema Wars here on WMCO 90.7.
Let me tell you about a magical place called OrbitMediaOnline.com. There's an incredibly hardworking group of people we call Orbit Media who do their best to bring us the newest and greatest news, music, sports, and broadcasting they can. And then they take all of this information and they put it in one place. There are even links to the social media pages. Come on! We're off to OrbitMediaOnline.com!
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Orbit Media Sports presents live coverage of Muskingum University Athletics this week. The action kicks off Wednesday with a baseball doubleheader against Mount Union starting at 12:30. Saturday wraps up the week when men's lacrosse battles against Mount Union with pregame starting at 12:30 as well. We are Orbit Media, your leader in Fighting Muskie sports.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You're tuned into WMCO and this is Cinema Wars.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And Anna, Amanda, and Joe are discussing their most complicated and vexing time travel
movies. When it's complicated to discuss it.
that's the problem with this question is that these movies, like the complicatedness, how are you going to discuss that if you don't know what's happening?
Come prepared.
I did.
I did, prepared.
Yeah, all right. So we have to choose a winner by the end of this section. So let's keep going.
All right. So I guess I'll make the argument that I've actually watched and finished my movie.
Hey, mine was so confusing.
Yeah, Anna.
Because I didn't watch a lot of time travel movies, and I took the time to actually watch and sit down and watch.
You know, it was like 1 in the morning. I was tired. I was headaching, you know.
That's no excuse.
You're no excuse.
This is Cinema Wars.
You're a war.
I am a war. I win everything.
You
ish.
Except for when you don't.
Okay. Except for Godzilla, which was still rigged to this day.
That was terrible.
Anyway.
Continue. And then I guess I'll argue again about my points of that I have multiple timelines in my movie where you have to go back and forth and not only pay attention to the characters, but then the background characters as well. So you're not given. Like, right off the bat, like, your Wolverine or, like, the one character.
What is wrong with you?
I was about to sneeze. I'm sorry.
It's like, he was looking at me so disgustingly. Like, what did I say wrong?
I didn't want to sneeze into the mic or anybody.
Sneeze on Manda. No. Eliminate her.
No.
Eliminate the competition.
Man-made virus.
Finish her.
No, but, I mean, they go back and they're in the present. They got to get him in the past to save the world, but they go in and out because they got to show what's going on in present day because they're still protecting him so they make sure he doesn't die.
They barely, how many times do they show the present day, though? Like a
couple times.
So not like a whole lot.
Not a whole lot, but you get the gist when they show those clips. You get the gist of what's going on in present day to figure it and make sure.
So you understand like when it's the future and when it's the past.
Yeah.
Or present.
It's basically you understand.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, you know, they defeat the Sentinels, and then Wolverine gets back into the future, and everything is back to normal, and everyone is alive.
I guess,
all our beloved characters are alive because of Wolverine, as always.
Yeah.
But apparently, with my movie, he goes back, and he has to fight himself, because, okay, so I guess the box machine thing that is the time travel.
Potato thing.
Are you okay?
No. No, okay, so the box that they're using as the time travel machine, the guy goes back and it's like it's still got some flaws and stuff, obviously, because they didn't really mean to do it. So the one guy goes back and then he gets another box, and then it just complicates things even more because now there's two of them. And
Bruce Willis has to watch himself die in this movie. Like his little self, like his little kid self, watches his older self die. And then there's this one scene.
He did that in Looper.
Oh, hey!
Apparently, this guy just like goes back in time, brings back a second
version
of him, and then has to fight him and drug him. And so it's like fighting and drugging
himself.
She has
viruses. You have boxes, and I have mutants and sentinels.
Pretty much
going back and forth between time.
Well, people with boxes.
I like my results.
Joe has come to the inevitable conclusion. I'm kidding.
My movie also like messes with your head because it's the whole like, is he crazy or not? Because there's this one scene where I guess he goes back to his present day dystopia world, and it honestly looks like a hallucination that he's seeing these scientists like laugh at him in a way. So you don't, as a viewer, you're like, is this actually the right timeline? Or is he just going crazy? Because the whole movie is him, like he's convincing himself that he's crazy.
Mine messes with your emotions because you get to see characters that you thought you'd never see again.
Mine messes with
for
everything.
Like 2 seconds. At the
hey,
end
it
of the
still
movie.
Gets you going if you're a true fan.
And it doesn't matter because they all die anyway.
Hey,
because
still,
of Logan.
One more
We're
shot.
We're all gonna die.
One more shot. You get to see them. Don't tell them about Logan. What
I've
they haven't seen
I've,
the
I've,
movie.
I've seen Logan.
Spoiler!
Spoiler!
I hate you.
We are so sorry for your listeners. Oh,
listeners.
I like that.
Your listeners.
Your listeners with your listen ears.
you got me distracted.
Oh, and after they use the machine for like a certain amount of time, they end up getting brain damage. One guy suffers a stroke and starts bleeding from his ears.
Oh, God.
Wow. Good job. Way to kill
God.
The mood.
Primer, ladies and gentlemen.
The paint. The movie, not
don't
the paint.
The movie, not the paint.
Not the paint.
You'd be,
I don't
be
know
better
why
off it's watching someone like use the paint.
Primer.
On a wall, you know, just watch that.
You could have made a better argument for paint because of the time lapse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm working on it.
It would have worked, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess for X-Men, you have to be, like, a fan to understand the movie references. Like, if you haven't watched or are a
I
fan
mean,
of
12
Heroes.
Monkeys thinks I'm going to go watch 12 Monkeys.
I think we should all
the
just
movie,
go watch
the
Primer.
The 1995 film is the first one that you watch, and they basically reboot it and remake it in the series, right. So you don't have to really.
Are there any monkeys in your film?
There are.
How many?
About.
Not 12.
Actual monkeys, probably like 5. The 12 monkey
such
arm
a lying
12.
Title.
False advertising.
It
awesome.
Really is.
False advertising. It is not a time travel movie.
Yeah, you'd be better off going to a zoo and watching 12 monkeys. I'm kidding.
Throw things.
Throw primers.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Boxes, man. They get
oh my
you every time.
Gosh.
What is more confusing than a time traveling box, though? That gives people brain damage.
You mean, I mean, not brain damage. I was going to say Doctor Who is in a time traveling box.
X-Men
no,
was
we're not
better.
Yes, why? Why?
Because Days
why?
Of Future Past. Past is in the title. Time travel.
No one cares how good the movie is. All we care about is how complicated it is. And my movie made no sense whatsoever.
You didn't even finish
you
your even movie, though.
Because it wasn't making any sense.
You're
that means you follow through to make sense of it.
This was like our movie
well,
at least
I'm
dug
reading,
us in,
no,
like
and
we want to continue watching it.
I'm
if she gets
this, and
a
it still
point.
Make any-
I swear.
I'm being creative.
She didn't even finish. I never seen any of these movies. I watched this movie for you, Aaron.
I watched this for Aaron multiple times.
I'd like to point out one of the.
Count.
Wait, okay, can I point out that one of the characters in here, his name is Aaron. So there's that.
And he gets brain damage and dies.
Oh. That's true, but still.
Great.
We love you, Aaron. Don't listen to her.
Yeah, for real. Anyway, you guys are crazy.
This is how
you
I
gave us
friends.
A crazy topic.
This is a crazy topic.
What you don't know is this is actually a time loop. We're going to be stuck here forever.
No.
Stuck in this box.
No.
Stuck in this box.
We're going to be
stuck in this box.
In this nice primed box.
Yeah. With 12 monkeys.
And an X-Men.
Can you pick which
with,
X-Men?
With Sentinels.
Oh, no.
Going back in time to the 70s. Who doesn't love the 70s?
I wasn't
Who doesn't
alive
like the 90s.
Exactly.
I don't know.
There you
I
go.
Can't
X-Men
go
in
that.
The 70s, bro.
But technically,
with a box.
If you think about Cinema Wars,
is time travel.
No.
No.
Did you just
what argument?
I don't want no more. I don't want another April Fool's moment. Okay, we're not doing this.
Anyway,
this is some pretty prime stuff.
Let's just get some closing statements. Joe, final thoughts.
Oh jeez. X-Men end up saving the world. Wolverine goes back in time, gets everyone together. Bad tensions are resolved. They come together, kill off all the Sentinels, go back into the future. Everyone is alive and well, and Wolverine ends up saving the day.
Yay.
Yeah, as always.
Anna, final thoughts?
Well, my movie apparently ends with a bunch of French people building a giant box.
Well, there goes the French in the boxes, so.
Wow.
Congrats. So, yeah, they make a big old box.
Amanda, closing thoughts.
My movie has multiple timelines. It messes with your head and makes you believe if the character's actually crazy or not, and it makes you want to watch until the very end to actually see what's going to happen, and then it just messes with you, man.
Boxes.
Mine primes you.
Boxes.
All righty. Well, you know, I'm a connoisseur of the time travel movies, and I love them all, so... But ultimately, I will have to choose a winner. So,
So what if I picked Star Wars? Would that have counted?
No!
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That doesn't count.
It's in the past.
Just because it takes present in the past doesn't mean it's a time travel movie.
I know I'm messing with you.
All right,
go back.
All right, so for the point of argumentation, I will have to swing this for...
Definitely me.
Mando.
You didn't watch your movie, yeah, Anna.
Like a two-sided argument.
It was a bold attempt.
And for the point of creativity, I'm actually going to swing this one towards Amanda.
What?
Anna, you didn't watch your movie.
So?
All right, so moving on to the bonus round. I've been wanting to ask this question for a while, so here we go, and we will start things with Joe. The question is, best walking away from an explosion moment, where the protagonist, or antagonist maybe, walks away with facing the camera with the explosion behind them, and there's a great YouTube video about it, which you should totally check out.
But, I did before this round.
Joe.
The Dark Knight, the antagonist,
no
Joker, walking away from blowing up the hospital, and he had to blow it up twice because it didn't work the first time. Kept pressing the button, finally it exploded, which was an accident in real life because it was supposed to blow up at once, but they kept the footage and it worked out because it was the Joker, and he walked away with blowing up an entire hospital.
Nice. Anna.
This is not fair. Okay, I misread the question, so I'm going to say in Speed when he's just chilling with the coffee and then the thing explodes and he just kind of like jumps behind the thing because he's scared. I don't know. I got nothing.
All right, Amanda.
So I chose Mad Max, the first one, where the story follows that a gang kills his wife and his child. And at the end, he gets the last person that's part of this gang. He chains him up to a car, and he gives him an option to saw off the chain that will take 10 minutes or saw off his foot that takes 5 minutes. And as he drives away in his car in the background, you see the explosion happen and just the cold stare of Max's face of him not caring if the gang member made it out alive or not. And just that cold stare of, like, revenge being settled.
But ultimately, I am going to have to swing this one to Joe.
Yay!
All right, that wraps us this round of Cinema Wars. Be sure to tune in for the final round next Friday at 6 and 10 between Chris, Amanda, and Anna. This is Cinema Wars right here on WMCO 90.7.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars. The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO for the final matchup between Chris, Manda, and Anna in the final round of Cinema Wars to determine the ultimate cinema warrior.
Stay tuned for Cinema Central as our movie enthusiasts discuss the 2017 summer movie season.